Love and light. This is Daily 47. I'm Brother Rob.
I'm Marissa.
Brother D.
Doing our thing here for Jesus tonight. Daily 47 yet again. Talking about real stuff. Real people, real shit. Call us up. 509-878-3229. I gotta put on the screen again. I keep forgetting. I keep deleting that. Phone. That's funny. That's okay. It happens. There we go. Yeah, here we go. Oh my goodness. Want me to sign into my Google account to use YouTube Safe Music? This is ridiculous. Maybe I can go over here and do it this way. Yes. Very quiet tonight, Marissa. Just finished watching the show The Boys on Amazon.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. Prime.
Pretty funny show.
Yeah, superheroes were the bad guys.
Yep.
So they're just as corruptible as man.
Oh, yeah.
Something that Jesus spoke a lot about, man.
Yep.
Men being corruptible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, great show, though. Upload was another good show we watched.
Yeah, Upload.
Yeah, it has a nice afterlife theme.
Yeah. Where people, instead of dying, they upload their brains to the internet kind of thing, which is really weird. They upload their psyche and everything. Kind of creepy.
Yeah, seems like hell.
Yeah.
And that's, how it basically plays out, but it's very interesting. Poor guy gets murdered.
Yep.
Ends up uploaded. Not what he wanted. then they got the religious people on the show who want to go be with Jesus. And I'm thinking, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to be uploaded. I'll die with Jesus. I'll be with them. Like, I don't want to be in a computer.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a server.
Fuck that. Ew. Find some ambience here. Ambience. Get some music playing for us. See if anyone pops into the chat. Not likely. But it is Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's possible. It is Saturday night. What's everyone doing on a Saturday night?
Yeah, during COVID.
During COVID. What are people doing?
That's been our conundrum.
Yep. I smoke a lot of weed during COVID.
Yeah. How can we socialize, make more friends? Can't even smile at anybody with the mask on.
There we go. There we go. Feel it a little more now. I'm going to start texting
people.
Say, what are you doing tonight? Phone number?
Yeah, get some friends to call. I didn't bring my phone.
Whoa.
Call in 509-878-3229. Good.
All good.
Safety first.
Everything's God and God is good, so that's how I view the world. I will go get it if you actually want to text random ass people. Not calling into our. I know you don't like reaching out to people and shit like that. I understand. I wouldn't either. You're a prestigious person.
Yeah. Somebody has to get a steady paycheck. Unfortunately.
Good hell.
Man, I've been craving some chicken sandwiches. I think like Wendy's has a spicy crispy chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah, they do. It's a pretty good one.
What? And we haven't eaten there?
Pretty good.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
We can go to Wendy's.
And we got Wendy's right down the street. Yeah, we got two of them. Let's go. When you want to roll?
Right now.
All right.
Or someone can order us some DoorDash.
That is true. People can order shit for people on Twitch. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That would be fire.
Yeah, if someone ordered us some food,
that'll be fire.
Some spicy chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
that shit sound good.
Oh yeah,
we might need to go to them more. Let me Google see what time Wendy's closed. It's right there too.
They're junior spicy chicken sandwiches, wherever, like a dollar, and they're good.
Damn.
They're good. They might be $1.50 now. I don't know. But they're good. They just get a good simple chicken sandwich. Damn. They're open now. They are open. Yeah, after this, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spicy chicken. Dude. Yeah, let me get Hey, pull up at a drive-thru first and let me get Yeah, let me get every time. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Weed strong. That shit got me high.
Yeah. Contact high.
That might not be so long. You know what I'm saying? Rick James. Oh, we got to get somebody to call in. Everybody call in.
Shit, call us up. 597-832.
Everybody.
It's a phone number that works.
I'm just a nobody. Yeah.
Hey, Dan, how you doing, man? You want to call into a Daily 47 right now? 509-878-3229.
Oh,
or hit us up on Skype, brother. Man, we're live right now on the internet, man.
Live right now.
If you're free, man. Call us up, brother. Call us up. Tell us about what's going on in Cali. Tell us about the Cali life.
Yeah, the Cali COVID.
Yeah, we want to hear about the Cali COVID.
Yeah. That's what's nice about living in a small city.
Yeah.
We don't have.
COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, apparently.
Population density is much less.
Yeah.
Where we're from. I'm wearing my Central Washington University shirt. I'm an alum. It's a good school. Except for the fact they fired somebody I know, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Pending legal.
Yeah, that's not common. We need some more tunes up here.
Yeah, put some tunes on up.
10-4, 10-4.
I'm so high. I can touch the sky. Sit your dance to with your grandma. Then you know. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This, that. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I ain't lying. Let's see if we can get this guy. I like it on my Facebook.
No, man.
Grandma,
man, this is too much. Now we're watching ourselves.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody on there?
No. Not yet. I'm gonna change the name. Title. Put Talking Jesus Person. Type of that in.
You said what?
Talking Jesus for the title of the show. So, like, we get people in who are like, oh, yeah, what are you guys talking about? Like, we're talking about Jesus. Because right now it's on Facebook. It's saying just my name live. People are like, what is that?
Oh, man. This
is the 987 Point Kiss FM.
A 98.7 Kiss FM, baby.
That's what's going out to all the ladies out there.
Yeah.
All the ladies.
All the single ladies out there.
Hey, man. Be bullshit. I be sleeping on this shit.
Where's the phone at? No, just everyone starts searching for the phone, you know, trying to find it. What's up? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? What's up? How you feeling?
It's Newt Potato.
Newt Picks Tato 20-20-04-204.
It could be 420 if you're dyslexic.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. I saw 420. I'm also smoking weed.
Payment bill is on. John got it. I'm drinking a John got it.
All he has. All right, friend, ask away, please. We want all the questions. Please ask us all the questions. We love questions.
What?
It's crazy. This music's crazy. It's just the sound effects they're using. It's just like.
Yeah, what happened to them? Where you got that music from last night?
It's all from YouTube. It's a YouTube safe music collection. Oh, the question is being gay wrong? You mean being homosexual? Because being happy is, there's nothing wrong with that. Gotta be as happy, be happy every day.
He's talking about homosexual.
Oh, okay.
We already know that. He ain't gonna play them time again. Like, we know what he's talking about. God said in the Bible, you gotta ask you, should you do it, you shouldn't do it. If you ask me, so everybody got their own opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody entitled to their own opinion to say how they feel about whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta think about it, everybody different, everybody got a different mindset, so certain things you gotta deal with yourself, you know what I'm saying? But I'm by me being a believer, you know what I'm saying? God said, if you got an ex, should you be doing this, you shouldn't do it. That's my opinion though. You know what I'm saying? It's not my duty to judge you, but you know. Yeah. God said we shouldn't do it, so in my eyes, being a believer of Jesus is wrong. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we all sin.
Exactly. That's the key right there.
Yeah, God still loves you.
Yeah, God still loves you.
No matter what.
Exactly. Because what a lot of people got to realize is this, like, just because if a person gay, you know what I'm saying, just like, I'm not gay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in an environment where as to that was just like, if you was that, like, that was a no-no, you know what I'm saying? But when God opened my eyes and made me realize this is that at the end of the day, all sins are equal. So by me looking at a woman, lusting at her, or like I deal with different type of women all the time. I might deal with 2-3 women in one night. You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference in God's eyes? A gay person or me? If all sins equal. Now one of them, both of us just is guilty. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. So who am I to judge you? You know what I'm saying? That between you and God. Whatever you do that you feel like you do or make you happy, that's your decision. You know what I'm saying? That's between you and God. And it's not up to me to judge you. My duty as a man of God is to love everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because God died for us all. Not just me, not just Rob, not just Marissa, but everybody. He came to save the world. So it ain't about nobody but him. You know what I'm saying? We got to love each other. But we all know right from wrong.
True. Did that answer your question, friend?
Yeah, JC.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. We love Jesus. Love Jesus. There we go. Some classical music.
Oh my goodness. What about cutting it close?
It come with a this sound like a beat they give you when you buy a 1906 brick Jitterbug.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, man. Oh, Marissa's been around.
Oh yeah, Marissa's. Rap.
Wow, why do I have to rap now?
You're great at it.
Great, great, great. Ah,
ah. It just got weird.
It's turned into a different kind of song.
Yeah.
Done shit, nigga, with next slide.
Yeah, feel free to call us up on the phone, 509-878-3229. Or if you got Skype, we can Skype you. Old school over here, don't use the Discord too much. It's not really our thing. A little complicated for us.
What is that?
Looking for Jesus in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
People going to corporate rap, thinking money will bring them happiness. No, you gotta look for Jesus.
Hey, no, really though, for real. What, like, I've been talking to some people who are claimed to be Christians and followers of Jesus, but then they're always like, oh yeah, I'm following this spiritual person telling me how to pray. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why are you following a spiritual person tell you how to pray? Like, you should be following the Bible if you're a follower of Jesus. And then,
what is it? Matthew 6.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Like Melissa, she was saying that. It doesn't matter. I know a lot of Melissas, so you don't know which one I'm talking about. I could be talking about 100 of them. You know which one. The one I'm talking about. Right. We know a lot of Melissas out there. A lot.
Yeah.
But you know the one I'm talking about. But she's like, yeah, I'll even show you the text.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's weird. A lot of people are following people like men, though, on this.
Man, people love manifesting.
Yeah, manifesting. Everyone's always talking about manifesting. Yeah.
It's usually about manifesting shit.
Yeah, shit for yourself.
Material objects, yeah.
People are flipping crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Misunderstanding.
Big misunderstanding.
Just people don't read the Bible.
Exactly. Got to read the scriptures.
Got to read the scripture every day.
It's open sweet. Up the book. It ain't fucked up. It's sweet.
Yep. Open up the book. Read it. Read a few pages here and there every day. It feels great. Really wish we could make outward calls. On our line, I just start prank calling people. You know, just start saying, whoa, what's up? I don't think we can go out. We can only call in. We can only get inward calls. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah. Unless we pay real money, I think.
Yeah, real money. Yeah, because we're paying fake money right now.
Yeah.
Paying with Bitcoin.
Well, let's be real. All money is fake.
Right.
Yep.
What's up, Capital in Command? It's going great.
Yeah, on the YouTube.
Just talking Jesus.
Yeah, talking Jesus. If you have any questions, you can call us up on the telephone, too.
Or just how you feeling? Yeah, how you feeling? Yeah. Going?
Where are you chiming in from? Ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, I like the background music.
I know you do. It just distracts me. It's right in my ears. It's not background at that point. It's not in the background. It's like active music for me. That's what I'm actively listening to. I know. Maybe we'll have to find a way. We'll have to find a really good track that just goes on repeat and we'll play it. We'll mute it. Oh, cool. Love and light.
Love and light.
Share us what you're doing tonight. How's your Saturday going?
Yeah.
Working hard. It's yep. Good. Blessing to be employed these days.
Amen.
Oh, nice. Coding. That's a rough one. Just coding. I think it's hard because you got to be at the computer all day.
Depends on what you're doing. In about 3 hours, I have a call with a Japanese student to help teach him English. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's really cool. You paid for that? Dang. I need to get me a job. I need to go back to the job market.
Every day, just doing our thing for God.
Every day. Every day. Glory to God.
I can tune him.
Oh, awesome. I don't know if I ever need it.
Yeah, my resume is pretty good.
Well, you have a great career.
Yeah.
My resume is a one-pager. It's a classic one-pager. More efficient that way. You don't need all the gibbly glop in a resume.
Not unless you're in academia.
Yeah. Academia, applying for a professor job. You have to write shit.
Yeah.
You have to write paragraphs about yourself.
And about your research and what you're going to do and all this.
Yeah. It's a long process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They always have their specific requirements on these for the academia job apps. Yeah. Very weird. Very weird. I can hear your cat too, Marissa. Your cat's over here crying.
Yeah, because he hears us doing a podcast.
Yeah, he wants to be on the podcast. I know.
Who doesn't want to be on this podcast?
Not me. that's a great answer.
Honesty.
What qualities or traits do you look for in a friendship? That's the question. Honesty, integrity. Those are two big ones.
What about you?
Love and loyalty. Love and loyalty.
Love and loyalty, yeah.
That was 47 years. Love, four letter word, and loyalty, seven letter word.
Daily 47.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus Christ, I need to get my life right. I ain't lying. Yes, sir. I need to drive to the beach, jump in the ocean, and swim all the way across. And look back, and say I done came a long way, and I ain't going back.
I think it's respect from the chat. If you don't respect someone else or a different culture, can't be friends, plain and simple. Yeah, respect's another good one. Yeah. To respect people from different cultures.
Different cultures is just a world thing. We all cheering to God. One family.
And the big one nowadays is respecting people's political beliefs. Everybody goes so polarizing on that.
Yeah. That goes back to man shit again.
Yeah.
It's all creation of man. God's not political. Jesus wasn't either. Non-political. Love everyone.
What you said, Tank?
Yeah, you need to get him a mic out there.
Yeah.
He's being very vocal. Put a mic in the basement for him, Zaz. And when Andrew was up here, me and Andrew took the Nerf guns to his ass. Opened up the door and pop, 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 pop the cat. He was so scared. It was funny.
You better be glad Marissa. Marissa probably, his ass need to go tonight. Well, even I remember that cat. Well, Marissa don't fuck with Tank. He can mess with him. Any other Tank.
Yep.
That's crazy. I'm trying to see. Don't mess with Tank.
That's her baby until one day she has a real baby. One day she'll be blessed.
Lord willing. Ooh, ooh. What you'll do if you got pregnant?
And what would you do?
Throw a fit.
You'd throw a fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. You would, yeah. You'd cry too.
Yeah.
You'd cry a little bit.
You think that it's in your own power that you, even though you're a woman, you can get pregnant. Do you think that it's in your own power that you can bring a life to the world?
What do you mean?
Tell her what I mean.
The answer is no. It's God's will.
I said, do you actually think that even though you're a woman and you get pregnant, that it is in your own power that you can bring a life into the world? Only God can create life.
Yep.
You just a vessel, so.
Yep.
That's an exciting thing. It's a blessing.
We don't have control over anything.
Right.
It's God.
So when your balloon get blowed up.
Yep. It's a blessing.
Blessing.
Beautiful.
Because God birthing something in the world. And you know, we all his masterpiece. Even the people that's bad, you know what I'm saying, think that they in control of they self or they do what they want. God utilized them. You know what I'm saying? I can learn something from anybody.
Yep.
So God is beautiful.
That was in Romans, I believe, 5 or 8 or something. And when God was addressing the Pharaoh, he said, yeah, I made the Pharaoh, made him evil. I can make an evil, I can make a bad person and a good person.
Right.
Same time. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's just, yeah.
You're right, too. He was talking about the Pharaoh. When he was talking about Pharaoh, every time he sent, Moses. He sent Moses to Pharaoh. And he said he made Pharaoh hard heart so he could display his glory. At the end, and at the end, Pharaoh and them end up chasing Moses and them through the Red Sea. And whoopsie.
Yep.
All of them drowned.
Yep.
And Moses and them walked through on dry land. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, when you study, man, you look at stuff and see stuff different. Like, you know that in the midst of anything, God is in the midst and he got a purpose for it. You know what I'm saying? He got a purpose for it. And it's great. Great.
Yep.
And the same scenarios you can use in your today's life. Or you can be in front of the judge. The judge can be the Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? You can turn the judge hard cold towards you. But at the end though, it'd be so beautiful. It was worth it. God got a crazy, I ain't gonna say crazy, a magnificent way of doing things. You know what I'm saying? At the end, he gonna reward you for all your talk. You know what I'm saying? He gonna reward you.
Yep.
He gonna reward
you. Oh, yeah. And we can't understand God's plan. That's why I keep explaining to people. We can't. Don't even try. We can't understand his plan.
I've been trying to understand for the longest.
Yep.
And all they keep trying to tell me is the coronavirus. They talking about the corona around the corner. Yep. Every time I look up, they talking about the corona.
Yep. That's why God sent Jesus. For understanding, you know? Look to Jesus.
What's that? Wendy's, Marissa says she wants spicy chicken.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Do anybody know about the spicy chicken out there? Anybody in the chat?
Oh, I don't know if they're still there. They could be lurking.
Hey, anybody in the chat, man? Do anybody know about the spicy chicken from Wendy's?
That's why we need a deep fryer, too.
Yeah.
Then we can buy, like, just those spicy chicken patties or something. I'm sure they have.
My mom already said she's buying us a deep fryer. She committed. She said she's buying us a deep fryer.
Dang.
So we're going to be able to do deep fryer. It's a little tabletop one, but it'll be good.
I know it.
It'll be good stuff.
All I like to do is fry.
Mama said, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you guys a deep fryer for Christmas. All right, thanks, Mom. So, thank you.
Right. Spicy chicken.
Oh, we're going to be eating french fries all day in this house.
I'm a french fry dog. That's all I know is french fries. I don't know nothing else. Lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
And then we're going to start talking about food. I'm getting so hungry. Fries sound so good right now.
Oh, man. She nuts, y'all. Dang,
Marissa.
I know. Marissa, hold up. Let me see what time it is.
Getting that contact high
for me. We got plenty of time. We're going to glow to 10.
Hang out.
In 9:08, we ain't going to leave at 9:30. We're going to leave at 9:30.
9:30, we'll be out of here.
Nah, we ain't going to leave at 9:30. We're going to leave at 9:47.
Oh, well, that's kind of so close. Man,
that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it just like that.
And you know, In-N-Out's open till 2.
That's true. I could be down for In-N-Out.
Whoa, no In-N-Out? Whoa, you don't like In-N-Out?
Man, y'all got them In-N-Out and fries, man. The fries was weak.
Hey, if they're warm, they're good.
No.
If they're warm, they're good. Yeah, you gotta eat them right there.
That's your opinion, man. Damn. I'm not agreeing with you.
Who do you rate on the fries then? I'm interested. I think McDonald's has probably some of the best fast food fries, to be honest. I don't know how the fuck McDonald's does it.
Because they're fried in beef fat or
cocaine?
Something. or they have wheat and cocaine.
Man, you see that? You fucked me up, dude. I ain't gonna lie. Well, I ain't gonna lie. You smoked me then. Well, you said I looked at you like, what? Yeah, but I love McDonald's fried, though. I ain't gonna lie. I love McDonald's. McDonald's fried, but Wendy's got some good fried, but in and out. That's why I call in and out. Get in there and get out of there.
Oh, whoa. They have such a good burger.
Oh, yeah. Their burgers
and fries. Get in there shake.
And get out.
Yeah, their fries are good.
Man, listen. First time impression is everything. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to try to make nobody feel good. When y'all brought me that in and out shit up in here, them fries were so.
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
Mediocre.
No, hell no. Nah. We got to find another
one. Damn, worse than mediocre.
What? Man, I'm probably the worst fries I ever had in my life.
The worst? Damn. Oh, he's talking smack on In-N-Out, everybody. Tag it up. In-N-Out. Hashtag In-N-Out.
I don't care nothing about it. Nobody time back. You know what I'm saying? In-N-Out. That's why it's called In-N-Out, man. Go on there and get what you going to get and get out of there. Don't go in there and get no combo. Because you're going to get combo. I'm telling you what's going on.
Their fries
now,
cold.
If In-N-Out was just that, why Marissa talking about Wendy's?
I want it all, man.
No, Marissa wants it all, man. Actually, Wendy's, this is a pretty low on your totem pole for freaking fast food anyways. You like Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, Chipotle. Like, she never was talking about Wendy's.
No, man.
Did you see Chick-fil-A Wendy's commercial?
Fries show no weak.
Hey, I like Arby's. I like Arby's, though. I'll be down for some Arby's. Mozzarella sticks, Arby's. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Arby's, they have good curly fries.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't with a... I done ate so much ham in my life, I ain't even trying to look at no ham.
They got good curly fries, man. Good curly fries. Good ass fries.
Chick-fil-A is my favorite, but they're too expensive. Yeah, Wednesday
is expensive as shit.
Yeah, they have that 2 for $5 spicy chicken. That's what I'm thinking about.
Wednesday? Hump day?
No. Wendy has that.
Oh,
they got 2 for $5?
Yeah.
2 for $5 spicy chicken.
It used to be 99. The little junior spicy chicken.
So you said they got 2 for $5 spicy chicken.
At Wendy's.
Yeah.
They used to have 99-cent junior spicy chicken sandwich.
It's been a technical difficult. We're going to shut down a little early tonight.
internet crashed.
2 for $5. I'm trying to say 2 for $5.
But that's true. Arby's has the 2 for $6.
Ooh,
gyros.
Those gyros are
those are pretty good.
I would kill for a gyro right now.
What did you say? A bandana?
A gyro. It's like a Greek Mediterranean sandwich thing. It's delicious, man. Highly recommended. Delicious.
I wouldn't. And no end in that. Get in there and get out of there.
Dang, talking shit out of In-N-Out.
Man, I'm just saying. I ain't got nothing against In-N-Out. I'm just telling you about my taste buds. I mean, I'm entitled to my own opinion. You know what I'm saying? I ain't agreeing with nobody just to be agreeing. That ain't me, fam. Telling you, when I went in there and came out of there, I got out of there. No, I'm trying to say. I got out of the dog. I'm trying to tell you.
What?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going, Lunar Shanghai?
Lunar Shanghai.
Yeah. Hey,
what's up?
What's your favorite fast food French fry? We're having a big debate over here. Or fast food.
Brother D, not calling anyone out, but Brother D here does not like In-N-Out.
Oh, you ain't calling me out. They ain't calling. I do not like In-N-Out French fries. Them hoes is weak as fuck.
Any Chicago people in here? Let's see. Any Chicago people in here? Chicago?
I visited.
Yeah, she's
Chicago.
Been to Chicago. She's been there.
Oh, Chicago? Oh, that where they started at?
No. Someone in the chat room just asked the question. Any Chicago people?
Dude, there was a Portillo's in Riverside, California.
Yeah, Portillo's is good, dude.
Yeah,
in Moreno Valley, California, where we're at.
Yeah, we know all about Portillo's. That shit is good.
Yeah, dude, that was a damn good dog. Really good. They even had gluten-free, didn't they? For you, did they? I don't know. I mean, I was just talking shit. Maybe they didn't. I don't remember. Who'd I eat there with?
Dang, have I ever had the fries there?
Dang, no. What about Red Robin? Red Robin has bottomless fries.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You can have a whole meal there. You order a burger, get fries, and just take your burger home for later and eat all the fries. Bottomless.
I ain't gonna lie. Burger King had the best fries. I tell you, they changed them though.
Burger King, damn, they changed their fries.
Oh,
yeah,
that's an atrocity.
You know, I've never
Popeyes has French fries.
I've never had Popeyes fries.
Man, they bopping. They taste like rally fries.
Oh well, that's what the chat room's saying. I'm just telling you what the chat room's saying, bro.
Oh yeah. Popeyes.
If it's 4 a.m. McDonald's, that's where everybody ends up at 4 a.m. Fuck, where do you go?
I've never been to Popeyes myself. I don't think I've been there. I think I only had biscuits there.
Hey, bummy.
Dang.
Popeyes, bummy.
Damn, really better than KFC?
No, I ain't going to say that. I love them potato wedges. I ain't going to lie. Damn. I like potato wedges KFC, yeah. But I ain't going to lie, though. I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I like KFC, bro. But I like, I miss with Popeyes, too, though. I think they call it checkers. They call it checkers in certain places, but where I'm from, they call it rallies, though. Rallies, and Popeyes fries a little alike. They bumming though. I like Milo's. Y'all don't even know Milo's is, dude.
No.
Milo's fries bumming.
Never heard of Milo.
Milo's. Everybody go to Milo's. I'm telling you what this is.
I'm not pooping on KFC and Popeyes, but Korean fried chicken hit different. Yeah, Korean food is delicious. Like Korean barbecue.
I ain't never had that.
And sundubu, sundubu, Korean barbecue. Ooh, miss all that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. A cream and poo. What is that?
Oh, Korean barbecue? It's good, dude. It's where they bring out meat to a table and there's a grill in it and you all just sit around the table and grill the meats together.
Oh, that's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm. Where?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, we miss our Korean food.
We do miss our Korean. Southern Oregon does not have Korean food.
it actually does have like one expensive Korean restaurant, but.
Oh, that's Brother D. Someone just asked who you are.
Oh, yeah, but the Sunabu here was $16. Like $16. Southern California.
Sunabu. Yeah, Brother D's a streamer. He streams with us. He's Daily 47.
Yeah.
He is Daily 47. Where's the streamer house? We all live together.
Right. Who is it?
Lunar Song High.
Yeah, a friend in the chat.
Yep. He's typing away. Typing away. Da-da-da. Compliments on the Korean stuff, too. I love Korean food. Miss Korean food.
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of Korean food.
Or pad bingsu.
That's, yeah, delicious.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, you didn't have a separate Twitch handle. Not yet.
Not yet. Daily 47 TV. Daily 47 TV.
Yeah, I'm a streamer. I'm Big 47.
Big 47?
Daily47.org.
Yeah. It's our website.
Nobody know the trouble I've seen. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, good people.
Mainly fast food. Arguing about fast food.
Yep. Fast food.
Yeah, fast food guy, you know. Mostly God, though.
Yeah, always.
But we had just got on the service talking about because Marissa wants some Wendy's.
Yeah, she's getting the munchies over here.
Yeah, she got the munchies. So
yeah.
She wants some Wendy's. Well, we got on the topic about French fries. So we took it, though. And they went in and out. And I was telling them in and out. I ain't talking about nothing. To me, that's my opinion, though. Yeah. I'm just saying, y'all like in and out. That's cool. But I'm just telling you, if you go to in and out, they give me a burger. Don't even give me a fries.
I almost have to agree with you on that. Their fries cold. They suck. They do suck.
I ain't gonna lie. You know,
that's they were not. They get soggy as fuck. If they're not fresh, they get bad quick. Because they are fresh potatoes though. They're like fresh potato. That's kind of the problem.
I ain't never.
When yeah, I, their burgers remember, are
you
solid
that,
though.
You remember that night?
Yeah, well, I remember.
I said, man, taste this, man. What's wrong with these? I'm a French fry head, man. Like, for real.
You eat French fries all the time.
I eat French fries, but like, for real. Like,
yeah, he loves French fries.
French fries and Doritos, I eat a lot of that. And ice cream. I eat a lot of that. I'll tell you, I eat a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't worried about no time, I no heart attack and all, man. I'm eating.
Yep.
When I eat, I'm eating when I want to eat. I don't care nothing about none of that. I ain't worried about no health, none of that.
Yeah, French fries are better than burgers. I have to agree with you on that. Cheers on that one. French fries are delicious.
Out the gate.
Yeah. Better than burgers? Yeah. 100%.
Now I'm thinking about those duck fat fries.
Yeah, we used to get duck fat fries. So instead of being fried in like olive oil or whatever oil or vegetable oil, I mean, they would do it in duck fat. So they were super delicious. They were crispy and like.
I ain't never had that.
Oh, they were good. There's only one place I've ever found that did it. And it was this place in Claremont, California.
Okay.
Yeah. It is bougie.
It was bougie. It was like $16 for a burger with a little tiny side salad. And then $16 for fries. I'm like,
it was like $8.
Oh, $8 for fries. My bad. I exaggerated.
$8 for some fries.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't be eating none of that.
It was good.
No, I ain't eating none of that.
But the burgers were actually good, too. Even it came on a...
Yeah.
Would it come on, Marissa?
Brioche.
It came on a... Yeah, brioche bun.
Hey, I'm going to McDonald's. Y'all just stop at McDonald's when y'all leave. I'm going to give me two fries, a burger, a McNugget.
I'm going to need a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, they're going to run you by $8 in 2020. I ain't even going that route. I'm going straight. Give me two small fries. Yeah, scared up. I been glitting it. I ain't got nothing. You hear me? Two small fries.
Once we get our deep fryer, we'll be able to do duck fat, though. Fries.
Yeah.
We'll be able to. We're going to be doing all kinds of things with our deep fryer. That's I want true. You and your friend Shana to do a cooking thing. That'd be cool to have y'all in the kitchen doing cooking.
Email with
you. Oh, there's so many obscure fast foods, so.
So one fast food chain has to go. Who are we killing? Which fast food chain would we get rid of?
Taco Bell.
You don't like I like Taco Bell.
Del Taco's better.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
They're both good, though. Supreme, leave them there.
Oh, my goodness. Who are we killing then?
Who are we getting rid of?
We got the Kia in and out.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A would be one I'd
ask. Whoa,
I'd
that's my favorite.
I'd ask Chick-fil-A. Overpriced. I'd ask Burger King myself. I'm not a
okay,
big Burger King fan.
Yeah, Burger King's gone downhill. I used to love them, but...
Burger King's gone downhill. Big time. What do you think? Yeah, Marissa.
Yeah, I just love the chicken so much.
It's kind of dry. It's not really that good, dude. We'll be able to do better chicken sandwiches in our freaking deep fryer. We don't have White Castle here, so I only have the frozen ones. And I went to Vegas after the White Castle opened, or before it opened. I mean, so kind of sucked because that was the closest one. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard their burgers suck. In-N-Out makes a solid burger. If you've never had one, that's a place to get a burger. In-N-Out's a damn solid place. I like Red Robin, too. I like Red Robin. They have bottomless fries. It's a good deal. Damn good deal.
Yeah, Red Robin's bomb.
I can eat them out of their fries real easy.
Man, Five Guys, though? Those fries are also really good.
Good. Five Guys is a little expensive, though. Yeah, it's a little pricey. A little pricey.
You do get a lot of toppings, though. Yeah, that's true. Red Robin feels more like a restaurant.
Yeah.
There's so many tiers of restaurants.
Yeah, that peanut oil. Don't they have the peanut shells on the floor?
Yeah. Oh, is that what makes it different?
Their burgers are cool because you can put everything on them. Yeah. I like that shit. I like doing that to places.
Yeah, like the mushrooms. That's really a nice little touch.
Yeah. I agree. You miss eating out, I know. You miss eating out the whole experience.
I just like thinking about food, too. Food is so good.
Yeah.
You can only eat so much of it, though.
Yeah, that's true. We did eat a lot of sushi, though.
Yeah.
We cleared out that sushi.
Yeah.
Three people, $165 worth. That wasn't too bad. A lot of sashimi, too, so it was a really good price. Considering three rolls and two trays of sashimi. Really don't like that noise that pops through. Very annoying. It's off that stupid USB sound card. Very annoying. We have pictures, but we actually can't. We don't have them. Actually, do we? No, you haven't put signal on here yet. Dang it. Once we get the signal installed, it's going to be off the chain. Yeah, it does work. It sounds a little blurry, though. Yeah, whatever. It's all good. Do you follow me on Instagram? You totally can if you want. Looking for followers. Not right. We have no idea. We're not really sure. Companions of Christ is my Instagram. Thank you very much. Yeah, we have no idea. We know what we're doing with Healthy Talk Show. Proper. That's going to be scripture review. As far as Daily 47, we have no idea. We'd like to get more people in studio.
Or calling COVID, in. Yeah.
Or calling in, or hybrid both, but...
Yeah. Yep. The science news just became COVID. It stopped. Over and over.
Yeah. So we're going to do scripture news. The news has stopped.
Yeah.
Brother Digo.
I don't know.
Yeah. You want to do a podcast? We could do a podcast together. I'll do a podcast with you. You and me. Marissa runs out of... She doesn't have time. I have a great title for myself. You have to have a great title for yourself, too. man of God and sexologist. That's what I call myself. Rob. Just do a podcast. That's easy money. You just think about what you want to talk about. Do a quick 15-minute, blow it out. Bop, 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 bop. We're just streaming right now, trying to see what's up. We're probably not going to keep this as a podcast. I'm not going to keep recording these. It's just more of a stream. We'll just keep streaming these. See if we can get people to follow us. Especially on YouTube. Jeez, the wheeze, YouTube. YouTube is very finicky. Oh, yeah. I think you got blocked or something.
Yeah, we don't.
You might be able to fix that, Marissa, if you wanted to take the time. I could.
Yeah, I don't remember how to do that.
Oh, I can show you. I just don't know what to do after this that part. I'll take you there. You might feel it, figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know about.
But we could definitely. Stuff. We should. You and I should do a podcast together, friend. I'm totally down. I'm ready. I don't know what you want to do. Just those are the settings.
Oh. It's just the on or off thing.
Oh. Do you want them in? Anything you want, friend. It's completely up to you. I'm not. So, it's not about what I want to talk about. It's what everyone else wants to talk about. I'm a man of God here, just trying to represent Jesus Christ. Doing my thing. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, every how day. Do I save this?
I think it saves automatically.
Okay. You could try posting your link.
Super annoying. Yeah, you try posting that link again. We don't have to worry about people spamming you. Well, you do get spammed on your classes, which is pretty funny. Are you okay?
Oh, no.
You okay there, Marissa?
Like, it still blocked the link.
Oh.
I got to run to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, okay. Everyone's going to leave me here by myself. That's cool, whatever. Okay. That's all cool. I'm not in your way, am I? No, all right, cool, perfect. Just here, doing our thing, Daily 47. Gonna drop some tracks. I know we got a lot of cameras here. We got a lot of cameras here. We've upgraded this setup. Upgrade the setup. Upgraded with technology made in 20. Shit, when was this stuff made? 2008, I think. A lot of our stuff's really old. Little tidbit there. It looks fancy, though. It looks fancy. You can call us up right now. See, this is all stuff you and I could be discussing on a podcast. I've even got different domains. I can run through the domains I've got. I've got a lot of domain names. We could have a great podcast. I already have the domain name for it, probably. It'll be fantastic. But it's on the screen. The phone number's right there. 509-878-3229. It rings my phone number. It rings my phone, and then I answer it. That's what happens. And you hear us through your phone. Unprocessed audio. Oh, yeah, you'd be live on the stream. That's the question you're asking. Of course you'd be live on the stream. Of course. Unless we're not streaming, then you just be calling me up. Like, hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, dude? How we doing? What's up? Yep. I'm ready to help people podcast. I've got a formerly homeless guy right now. He lives in a tiny house, so he's not homeless anymore. He has a house. He's old. We think he uses ice or something. He's on something. But he likes to come over and hang out. Oh, yeah. There we go. What's up? How you doing? Can you hear us?
Well, there's a stream delay.
How you doing?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Cool.
Sweet.
It's always a good thing.
All right. I guess a little introduction first. I guess my Twitch handle is Lunar Song, but my real name is Park. I go by my last name. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We don't know where Brother D's at.
We got a call. He's just chilling in the living room.
Hey, we got a call, Brother D.
Oh, let him do the thing. So, I've been keeping up, once a month with you guys, but, I don't know. It looks everything looks different. You guys must have moved or something, because last time you guys had a studio set up and everything.
Yeah,
it was looking swanky.
Marissa got fired from her job up in Central Washington area from her university job for racial discrimination and speaking up about it, writing a letter. So we moved down to, we're in Southern Oregon now. We bought a house though. So it's really cool. Oh. So we actually were homeowners. Now we bought this really cool 1928 vintage home in the middle of this downtown area. So we're in the middle of the city. We're in the middle of the city just hanging out. It's good.
I'm so glad you spoke up. Like, that's no place in
the Yeah.
There's actually a thesis about it written about that university already. And she actually got her new job because she spoke up about the other thing. So, yeah, we were very blessed.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And it turned out there was a lot of other stuff going on. Like, the health center wasn't taking sexual, like, assault claims seriously. Like, not really LGBT friendly at all. And then they pretended that they were. Yeah, they just weren't friendly to anybody.
Or rape shaming. Like, you know,
yes.
Young lady shows up and says she was raped and, like, what were you wearing? Like, what the hell? Yeah, their health services were awful.
Yeah.
Awful, awful. Like, students were depressed in this town. It was weird. Weirdest place I've ever lived. It's a college town. There's only a college in this town. There's nothing else that exists in this town other than the college. And all the students are depressed. I mean, how is that possible? The students should be partying, having a great time.
Oh, man. It's definitely possible. Because, like college doesn't give you any, like, purpose, you know? Sometimes you're just there just because, like, society put you there.
True.
Like, people should know what kind of career they want and should go to college if the job requires that degree.
Yeah, exactly. And so many people at the university where I worked at, like, they weren't sure, like, why they were at college. They're just kind of going to college to go to college. That's just, like, the type of university it was and the type of students it had.
Yeah, it didn't have any direction.
Yeah, and then the faculty, if they're not providing that extra direction.
Their direction was money, because they had chimpanzee research. They were one of the leaders in chimp research, and they got rid of the chimp research to put up other buildings and shit. So they were just after money, because the chimp research is not the most profitable thing in the world, but hey, if you're doing it, you're good at it, I guess. But they got rid of all that. And people were coming into that program, and the chimps are gone. Yeah. It's a big controversy. People were pissed about that.
We could talk about this for an hour, about how could we fix this part of society that is, like, enabled this kind of toxic relationship.
Oh, fuck. We gonna nail him.
And he's back.
What if we make colleges, like, cheaper, like, I don't know, do we have government funding, make it cheaper? Would that, like, no, increasing availability is not going to fix, like, the societal problem. I don't know how to find the root cause of this problem.
It's a lot of admin.
4 years of their life.
Like, the
overhead.
Yeah, there's way too much overhead now with college.
And the universities, yeah.
Yeah, community college is generally better about that.
Way less overhead.
Yeah. But it is expensive.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it depends on the institution, too, because science is expensive. Like, it's expensive to run a college. So, you know, they want to make money. And then there's also just keeping up with the Joneses in terms of cost. So as more elite institutions raise their tuition prices, everyone else has to follow.
Why do they keep raising tuition prices, though? It's like, because this is pretty ridiculous, isn't it? Like, $50,000 per semester.
Yeah, but it's economics.
Oh my god!
It's just like the prestige, right? Like, the university. Oh, if it costs $50,000, it must be good.
It's not like the quality of education is going up.
Exactly. They raise it too to keep up with whatever inflation they have going.
How is this possible? It's tangled in your hair. Hold on.
What happened?
The headphone cable is tangled in your hair.
Oh.
I'm testing audio stuff. I'm trying to work out kinks as we're going.
Yeah. They also make it deceptive since they give financial aid.
Oh, this college was super deceptive because they were predatory towards minorities. Like, they're like, yeah, we're minority friendly. We're minority friendly. But they were actually super racist and they allowed ICE on campus. Like, Marissa's predecessor was freaking deported by ICE. And all the students were afraid of being deported or their families being deported. It was the craziest thing. I'm like, damn. And they're like, yeah, we're LGBT friendly and minority friendly and blah, blah, blah. And they're not. It was predatory as shit. It was the craziest experience coming from Southern California.
Oh God, give me the name of this place.
Big Face.
So I can avoid it with
Central Washington University.
Yep.
I'm wearing the shirt. They didn't give it to me. I had to buy all their shirts from the thrift store.
I see Brother D's speaking, but I don't hear him.
Hold on. He should be live.
Hello.
There he goes.
Hello.
You hear me?
Oh, nice to meet you, Brother D. My name is Park.
Okay, nice to meet you, Park.
What's D for?
Oh, my first name, DeMario.
DeMario?
Okay. DeMario, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty cool. How'd you guys meet, how'd you meet the Daily 47, you know?
Say what?
Like, I don't know. I just call them Healthy Talk Show. I don't know their names personally. But how'd you guys all meet, you know?
Rob's father, Bert, adopted me before I was born.
Oh, well, you guys a family?
Yeah.
Oh.
100%. 200%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. You said, do I have a family?
Dang.
No, if we're family, then we're family.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty chill.
Yep.
All right, exactly. Yeah, his father adopted me before I was born.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're the first, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react because you're the first person I've ever met that's been adopted. But of course, I don't have met a lot of people.
You believe in Jesus?
I don't know how to... I believe in Jesus. I don't go to church that often. I don't consider myself like a devout follower, but I grew up in a Presbyterian household, so I know a little bit.
I'm saying,
why do you ask?
I just asked, do you believe?
I believe, but I've also expanded my views by studying other you know, religious views.
Okay. Now, you know,
and it's just like, I don't believe like one is right, more right than the other. You know? Like, I don't think they're in conflict. It's just basically, I've arrived at the conclusion that it's mostly about spiritualism and finding a moral compass inside you and giving shape to that moral compass. More so than believing an aspect of your God, an authority. Like, it's a reflection of yourself and what you believe is right. And it's just like saying, be true to yourself and keep yourself on the straight path. But,
yeah.
I was here, I was watching the Healthy Talk Show before it became a scripture show.
Oh.
So I don't know, man. Why do you guys stream on Twitch? Do you guys get a lot more how do I get it? Outreach on here?
It's an easy way to record. It's an easy way to record live to tape, so we hit it live to tape on YouTube and Twitch real quick, and I put up the audio podcast in 30 minutes. Easy money.
Yeah.
Easy.
You guys got a lot of followers on YouTube?
No. Go follow us on YouTube if you want. HealthyTalkShow.com/YouTube.
Yeah, you guys are popping. 228 followers. Damn.
Yeah, babe.
Slow burn.
That's what we do.
You know, in 2020, man, people ain't too, I ain't gonna say that. It ain't. I said I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say something, but I ain't gonna say it. You know, sometimes you gotta stop yourself.
I mean, like, honestly, brother, you and I don't know each other. Honestly, if you say something, like, it's fine. Like, I have no idea how to gauge you, so it might actually be a good thing for you to say it, because, like, okay, and then we can work off of it, you know, it's kind of like jumping into cold water to say it.
I'm curious. Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, people really don't want to hear about Jesus like that in 2020, but then I thought about it, that's like being judgmental, you know what I'm saying? So I try to be careful about what I say when I say, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't think you're wrong, but on the flip side, there will always be at least a few people that want to hear about Jesus, you know? That population might be dwindling over time, I guess. I don't have any proof to back that up, but because, yeah, I don't have any proof, but that's just how I feel. But there's never been a time in history where there was no religion. Religion has been a thing since man could walk the earth, you know, in some shape or form.
Yeah.
So it goes to show that the power of religion has over people.
Right.
That's not the way I want to put it. The significance of religion is deeply rooted inside human psyche, you know? So you say people don't want to talk about Jesus, but I want to put that back to you. There's always been people that want to talk about Jesus since the beginning of time of humans on earth.
True.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's your opinion. I can't do nothing to respect it. I understand.
Yeah, you just got to find a way to reach those people.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, that's just your opinion.
Honestly, I think this is good work because, like, the more, like, chances of exposure people have to Jesus is a good thing. Like,
yep, exactly.
Sad thing about it is people just consider religion like a Sunday thing, and the rest of the day is like, do your own thing. And that's not how it is.
Yeah, you worship God all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, we supposed to.
Yep.
Well, I ain't gonna say we supposed to, but we should want to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially living in a pandemic.
What about the pandemic?
Especially living in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough. It's been tough.
I'm glad you called in, though, man.
Yeah, we're really happy you called in, man. This is awesome.
I don't know. I like hanging out with people. You know, it's a lazy Saturday night.
If you want to do a podcast for real, though, shoot me an email. Like ask@healthytalkshow.com. That's a good email. I check that one. I got a few other ones that are on the internet somewhere. But yeah, if you want to do a podcast with me or something, we can do this. Figure something out.
If I don't know. If I ever thought about doing a podcast, I would like some kind of script and some kind of structure. I wouldn't go in there just like blind, you know?
Yeah.
Because what if it goes wrong? What if it becomes like weird? You know?
Yeah, but look at Joe Rogan. Look at Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
With Joe Rogan.
And sometimes is weird Rogan? Is good.
Joe yeah, Rogan's the biggest podcaster ever.
Yeah, like, and then
in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, ain't nothing. Yeah. It ain't. See, the world. And this is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, if anything I do, like, even like I like making music. Like I like making music. Like in the midst of time, like whatever we doing right now, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? It's original. It's real. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing script. Like I don't need you to cohort nothing with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't like to figure nothing out. Like I want to meet the real you. You know what I'm saying? This the real me. You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking Crown Apple on the set. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think that I'm this and I'm that. I want you to know me. Like can't nobody. Like, can't nobody tell you about me because you already know. You see what I'm saying?
And I see what you're saying, and I'll definitely like bring that out. But yeah. I don't know, man. Like, some structure would be nice too. Like, yeah, we'll spend 15. Like, I'll bring me, but like, we'll spend 15 minutes talking about a certain topic. Like, 15 minutes talking about a certain topic, like that. Because then I can prepare what I want to say about that thing, that kind of topic. And I'm not saying like I want like I would expect like, you know, certain questions, because like you're going to think of, as we're talking, you're going to think of some questions that are, you know, not that we haven't thought of before, because we're just in that moment.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly original and spontaneous. And I'm totally down for that.
Ready to roll? So yeah, like, we got to roll it out. Sorry, friend. We got to roll out and get chicken. We get chicken sandwiches. The alarm went off.
Yeah,
nice talking to you. Nice talking to you, though, for real, though. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
It's 9:46.
Hit me up. Ask at healthytalkshow.com, though, for real. I'll give you my phone number.
I'll probably tune into your Twitch stream again.
Cool. We'll keep in touch, friend.
I'm always lurking in your streams.
Awesome. Love and light.
All right.
Ending our stream. We got to roll out.
Yeah.